Whether it's a weekend adventure or the daily school run, a Mercedes-Benz SUV adds excitement to every journey. Make the best of every ground with an SUV test drive at an authorised Mercedes-Benz retailer today.
Well, as I mentioned, new rules have come in that give profit-driven job service agencies the right to kick Australians off Newstart. It's part of a new demerit-based system the government have rolled out. Jeremy Poxon from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, what are your primary concerns about this?
Good evening and thanks for having me on. Our primary concern really is by continuing to tighten compliance demands, make it even tougher for unemployed workers to receive these paltry entitlements. What we're really going to see is an additional spike to the alarming homelessness statistics, which we've already, you know, seen jump hugely, as you would know, this year. And there is such a direct link between, you know, tightening and toughening social security laws and rises in homelessness. And
well, that brings me to this question, Jeremy. So you could have someone's welfare payments suspended. How are they supposed to survive? By turning to pinching fruit from the corner store?
Well, that's the other part of it. There's been good research that's come out about what's happened as a result of another government welfare scheme, the cashless card scheme, where that has a really direct correlation with huge rates of crime increase in the communities where that's been rolled out. So, yeah, once you cut people off payments and remove them from the economy, exclude them from the economy in that way, of course they're going to result to any means to support.
Yeah, but to be fair, mate, the government would argue that if you comply with the Newstart rules, you've got nothing to worry about. So how do you respond to that?
Yeah, that's what they say. Unfortunately, they're making it so intensely difficult. What we need to remember is one of the main problems, given Newstart where it is now, is 25% of people, Australians currently on Newstart, this is according to ACOS, currently experience some kind of disability. Now, these people under new compliance demands are forced to rack up, some of them, 50 hours a fortnight of Newstart obligations, whether that's attending appointments, attending work for the dole activities, that kind of thing. So, you know, the government might say that all you need to do is attend your obligations and, you know, quote unquote, be a good citizen to survive. But what we find through the volume of calls we get through our hotline is it's just physically impossible for some people to be able to meet these demands, especially people experiencing those kinds of problems.
I'm talking with Jeremy Poxon from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. Jeremy, is there a profit motive for these companies to ruthlessly manage people on Newstart?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know, you know, the for-profit job services industry is rewarded on a sort of placement system. So that means essentially any time a job service provider puts an unemployed worker on a work for the dole program or puts them in training, they get bonuses. So this essentially, you know, monetizes or rewards a system where, you know, we're finding that job agencies, you know, churn job seekers through lots of different programs without really having to consider whether that's in their best interest or going to lead to ongoing work. So one of the problems of the new demerit point system is that job agencies are being given sort of new powers to be able to force people into these activities and thus generate profits for themselves.
Jeremy, I want to ask you, is farming out the management of Newstart recipients to private companies an abrogation of government responsibility in your view?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's been 15 years now since the dissolution of the old CES where government started farming out responsibility. So one of our core principles as a union is we believe it should be, it must be government responsibility to ensure, you know, reasonable work, reasonable training towards work for all Australians.
That's right, because surely this shouldn't be a profit-driven exercise, eh?
Absolutely, but back in the, you know, healthier days, I suppose, of Social Security, it wasn't. But, you know, since the sort of, you know, so over the past few decades, we've seen sort of this, and, you know, not just in the Social Security system either, but this sort of rampant privatizing and marketizing of what should just be, you know, public, not-for-profit programs.
Watch this space. God bless you, mate. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
Are you losing your hair? Relax, we've got you covered. DHI Australia are holding an information evening on the latest microsurgery solutions to hair loss at our Melbourne clinic on Tuesday, October 16. You'll learn about the evolution of hair transplant techniques, the latest hair loss prevention treatments, and how they can be the solutions for your hair loss. Leading hair transplant specialists will also be able to answer any questions you may have. Places are limited. To reserve your seat today, simply Google DHI Australia.